Sinterklaas, the white-bearded, red-robed Dutch version of Saint Nicholas, is in trouble. Riding a white horse, he passes angry crowds during a live televised parade in Zaanstad, northwest of Amsterdam.
No more blackface!
No more blackface!
Minutes earlier, he and his blackbeard helpers were welcomed by the local mayor. According to Dutch tradition, they've arrived from Spain to prepare for St. Nicholas Day on December 5th. That's when well-behaved children will receive presents. But these protesters are angry that St. Nicholas uses black beads as helpers. They claim the character symbolizes the country's colonial past and slavery. The black beads are usually white people dressed up with blackened faces, red lips and afro wigs. My skin, my hair is no costume, protesters shout. But supporters of Black Pete say he's just an innocent, traditional character. Some even argue he's black from climbing down chimneys to deliver presents. As police here in Zaanstad separate the two sides, a mother tries to comfort her tearful child. She says the protesters should be ashamed of themselves, and then adds,
"It's not about black. I can't even believe what's happening right now."
But anti-black Piet protesters hold their ground.
We're here because we believe that the character of Black Piet is racist. And we want to change that, so that it'll be a party for everyone.
This protest was tense, but ended peacefully. But other parades across the Netherlands have been interrupted by violent confrontations. In Leeuwarden, police had to separate the two groups to prevent violence while security forces were attacked. There were similar scenes in Groningen, and in Rotterdam, several people were arrested after clashes. And in The Hague, riot police had to escort protesters to the city's main railway station. Amid the turmoil, Prime Minister Mark Rutte appealed for calm.
Ja, voorzitter, daar sta ik voor. En tegelijkertijd is het aan mensen zelf om te beslissen of ze er ook gebruik van maken.
I defend the right to demonstrate, and it's up to the people to decide whether or not they want to use that right. And I believe a civilized discussion about this issue can take place any time of year, not just during the St. Nicholas season. I would say, please don't do it while the children are enjoying the St. Nicholas feast.
But some members of parliament wondered whether the Prime Minister was limiting freedom of expression in this tolerant country. Maarten Groothuizen is with the centrist Democrats 66 party.
De minister-president doet iets vreemds. Die zegt, ik sta voor het recht op demonstratie, maar moet dat nou...
The Prime Minister says he defends the right to demonstrate, but wonders whether it should be done during the season of St. Nicholas. And that's strange, because part of the right to demonstrate is that you can express your feelings about an issue so that people can hear it. And in this case, that's at this time of year, not in, say, July. Otherwise, it would be like demonstrating against a draft law after it's been voted on in Parliament.
The Black Piet debate surfaces each year at this time. Prime Minister Rutte was even asked about it when he once hosted a nuclear security summit. Rutte said the character was harmless.
This is a old children's tradition, Sinterklaas and Zwarte Piet, Black Piet. And it is not Green Piet or Brown Piet, it is Black Piet, so I cannot change that. This is an old tradition and I can only say that my friends in the Dutch Antilles, they are very happy when they have Sinterklaas because they don't have to paint their faces. And when I'm playing Black Piet, I'm for days trying to get off the stuff on my face.
But critics are not amused and point to history. In 1863, slavery was abolished in the former Dutch colonies of Suriname and the Dutch Antilles after 200 years of the practice. Some foreigners are surprised by the Black Piet debate. American author and comedian David Sedaris has written a story about the tradition called 6 to 8 Black Men. He once read it to a group of Dutch students.
This, I think, is the greatest difference between us and the Dutch. While a certain segment of our population might be perfectly happy with the arrangement, if you told the average white American that 6 to 8 nameless black men would be sneaking into his house in the middle of the night, he would barricade the doors and arm himself with whatever he could get his hands on. 6 to 8, did you say?
But more often than not, Black Pete is currently sparking debate rather than laughter here in the Netherlands. And for the time being, he's still helping St. Nicholas distribute presents to Dutch children. Stefan Bos, DW, The Hague, The Netherlands.